online. This is URN. The Pulse.
Today's headlines. Today marks the start of the university's Student Volunteering Week. This consists of over 30 one-off volunteering opportunities that any University of Nottingham student can get involved with, which range from homework help to gardening. More details are available on uronsu-svw.co.uk. Nottinghamshire has been revealed as one of the top 10 areas in the UK where someone is likely to receive a speeding ticket, with 1 in 40 people given the penalties each year. According to recent government data, over 28,000 fines were handed out for speeding in 2015, generating around £2.7 million. In national news, council leaders are warning of cuts to local services, despite planning to raise council tax this year. The local government association are expected to raise taxes by up to 4.9%, placing blame on the care of an increasing number of elderly people. The killing of Kim Jong-nam has caused a diplomatic row between the governments of Malaysia and North Korea. The half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Jong-nam was killed at an airport in Malaysia last week. While Malaysian police believe he was poisoned, the North Korean ambassador to Malaysia claimed he did not trust their inquiry. In entertainment, Sir David Attenborough is set to present Blue Planet 2 on BBC later this year. With the latest instalment of the show being 16 years ago, Sir David will narrate the 7-part series focusing on marine life. And in sport, the pick of the FA Cup 6th-round ties see Chelsea take on Manchester United at Stamford Bridge, after both teams made it through their ties at the weekend. There is also a potential big draw for Lincoln City, as the non-league side have been pitted to face Arsenal, Sutton United, who play tonight. The weather today will be partially sunny with a high of 13. That's all the news that matters to you here on URN. It's 11:32, I'm Malik, and back over to Georgia, Kat and Daisy.